Knucklehead.
Knucklehead.
930 Knucklehead with Brad and John.
What did you do now, Knucklehead?
On Classic Rock 92.9 KISM from the road this morning at Judd and Black Appliance in Bellingham. Our votes, and thank you everybody who emailed in a vote today. The guy who spent his son's inheritance fighting his traffic ticket is a runner-up today.
He's a runner-up, even though he spent $37,000 fighting a $123 ticket. He's just a runner-up.
Another runner-up is the pilot of the plane that was flying from Frankfurt, Germany to Cancun. Everybody was ready for that Cancun vacation. They're up there in the air when the pilot knocks over his coffee, which did not have a lid, and it is required to have a lid in the cockpit, and it spilled onto the control panel. Things started melting and smoking. On the control panel.
So he's a runner-up. So Knucklehead got lost in translation somehow on the international scene.
Our 930 Knucklehead winner is the couple from Pennsylvania who spent $120,000 that wasn't theirs. This was on the 31st of May when 36-year-old Robert and his 35-year-old wife, Tiffany, looked at their bank account online and saw that $120,000 had been deposited into the account.
Did your rich uncle Robert just pass away?
So most people do what? Most people, do you think most people call the bank right away, or they just sit there and wait and hope that something?
I will probably wait for a day or two to see, all right, is someone playing a prank on me or what's going on here?
Well, Robert and Tiffany aren't most people. They go right away to the place that sells the SUVs, the car store, and then they go to the place that sells the four-wheelers. They buy themselves a new SUV. They buy a couple of four-wheelers. They get a car trailer.
No, we're not going to finance any of this. We're paying straight cash, homie.
And where do we get a camper? So they go and get one of those. And then they call up their friends. Who wants some cash? They gave away $15,000 to friends. Oh, I guess we should pay some bills. So they did that.
Well, yeah, good. Go debt free.
And we do have those old cars before we bought the SUV that need fixing up. So let's take those into the shop, get those fixed now. And
put some away for a rainy day or for bail.
Oh, no. Now let's go buy some other stuff with the cash. So they did that. So that all started May 31st. And by the third week.
We were meant to have it.
By the third week of June or so. The bank caught up with their error, BB&T Bank, and they went knocking on Robert and Tiffany's door, and they said, well,
I'm a firm believer of I'm right where I need to be in life, and that's in line to purchase some more stuff.
We don't have that money. We got a lot of stuff here, but we don't have that money. And they said, well, we'll be contacting the police department. And now those two knuckleheads are being arraigned on charges for theft and receiving stolen property.
It's tough to pay back $120,000 when you're making 39 cents a day.
But they did earn, they did get, legitimately get, the 930 Knucklehead of the Week crown, courtesy of the Brad and John listeners who voted for them. They are the winners this week.